Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to Versus Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is our daily bread, March 23rd, 2023. March 23rd, 2023. Thursday evening's daily bread. Thank you so much for coming and joining us every day with daily bread. If it was not for God's word, we would not have a life at all. We would be in darkness, and we would be lost forever. So always remember, another day of living in the light of God's word and his power and his authority that only he can give us, because he already spoken his word and gave his own word the authority and the power that belongs to him, and says, I will give it to my sons and daughters. He is our Father and he loves us so much. So for that, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that we know that you hear us. When we pray, Father, we know, Father, that you hear us all the time, Father God. 1 John 5:15. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions, the requests that we desire of him. 1 John 5:15. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we desire. Amen. So we just want to say thank you once again for joining us on Daily Bread, the variety of messages that God gives us, a variety of revelation that he gives us, inspiration, illumination, revelation, and impartation, and we get to partake of whatever messages are given to us. So whichever message ministers to you, get a hold of it. Get one word, get one promise that belongs to you, and see how your life will change. So Father, we just want to say thank you for every listener. Thank you for coming to the filling station, the oasis, the rivers of living waters. And we just want to say thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge that you give us every day, Lord. That you save our lives. That you preserve our lives. You protect our lives. You strengthen our lives, Father. And you give us your knowledge and your wisdom. Every day, we can partake of your goodness, of your blessings, Father. And of your love, Father. And oh, how you love us as your children, Father. So for that, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. That you fill our lives with joy, love, and peace, and comfort, and strength, and encouragement. Oh, how we love you, how we love you. These are trying days, Father, all around us. But we know that we win. We win, and we have the victory. We are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have the victory. We're not going to have it. We have the victory. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and any tongue that would rise against us, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And God, Jesus is our judge. Jesus is our lawyer. Jesus is all that we would ever need. The Holy Spirit says he's our advocate. He is our comforter, strengthener, our teacher. The one that is alongside of us, He's our lawyer, our advocate, and everything that we would ever need. That's who the Holy Spirit is, the comforter, the one that comforts you when you think that you're all by yourself. When he comforts you when you're weeping and crying, when you're lonely and disgusted, he comforts you. He comforts you and says, "That's okay, my son, my daughter. Everything will be all right. You just keep your eyes on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." He is the one looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. And we run our course with joy. Amen. Hallelujah. We set our minds on things above and not on earthly things. We have an eternal perspective. Amen. We are kingdom-minded people. We go forth in victory. We don't go in defeat. We are not like the children of Israel when Joshua sent the 10 spies to go into the land that God had promised them. And they said, "There are giants in the land. We are unable. We don't have the strength. We don't have the capacity to overcome those giants." But what did Joshua and Caleb say? "Let's go. We can do it. We can take it." Only two were saying what God said, and the rest, eight, were saying, "No, we look like grasshoppers. In our eyes, we look like grasshoppers." Well, what we look at ourselves, that's what we are. But if we look at ourselves as God sees us, then we have the victory every time. Don't lose heart. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap all that God has called you and me to do. We run our race with joy. We do our assignment with joy. We run our course with joy. We do the plan and the destiny of God with joy, knowing that we are never alone, that God lives right inside of us, leading us and guiding us by his great Holy Spirit that lives and abides in us 24/7. He is the one that strengthens us, that comforts us, that teaches us what we need to know. He's the one that gives us the wisdom, the knowledge on what to do in every circumstance and every decision we make, every choice we make. He gives it to us. He is the teacher that will teach us what we need to know, because we get heavenly manna. We get the wisdom of God from above. It's not earthly wisdom, but heavenly wisdom that comes down from the Father. And every day we get new manna. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, because we know that God has a good plan for us every day. This is fresh manna for today. Amen. He doesn't give us stale manna, but he gives us fresh manna every day. So thank you once again for joining us on Daily Bread. We thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for coming and listening and being refreshed, being renewed, being strengthened, and being encouraged. Amen. Even when I minister these messages, I get so encouraged. I get uplifted. And I know that the presence of God is right here. As I give the words that he has given me, the devotion to give you. Because the word of God, the breath of God is in every word that comes out of his scripture, out of his Bible, out of his love letters for us. So we thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today we're going to be speaking on "The Lord Will Fight for You." Can I hear an amen? Boy, do I need to hear that. And this, the Lord gave it to me last week. And I'll tell you what, this is encouraging to me, because I need it to just as much as you need it. I need it today. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Yes, Lord, I receive that for me. Exodus 14:14, the Amplified Bible. In life, we're always going to have critics. We'll always have difficult people to try to upset us and steal our peace and joy. But you don't have to respond to every critic. You can decide to take the high road and let God fight your battles for you. Amen. And I let you fight my battles for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes, no matter what you say or do, there will be people who aren't going to accept you. They just don't want to be at peace with you. In fact, when Jesus sent out his disciples to certain homes, he told them to always speak peace over those homes. And then he said, in effect, if they don't receive the peace that you're offering, it will come back to you. Thank you, Father. Let your peace come back to me. That tells me that if we will do our best to be at peace with people, even if they won't receive your peace, that peace will just come back to you. Amen. You'll not only get your peace, but you'll get their share as well. Yes, Lord, I receive that. I will get the share of their peace. Amen. That's double for your trouble. When you do the right thing, no matter what is happening, God sees it and rewards it. Amen. When you respond in love and peace to others who don't accept you and leave it up to God, when you respond in love and peace to others who don't accept you and leave it up to God to pay you back, you have the Creator of the universe fighting your battles, arranging things in your favor. Thank you, Father. Say, thank you, Father, that you are arranging things in my favor. Yes, Lord. Going before me and before you. Moving the wrong people. Yes, Lord. Move the wrong people out of the way and bring the right people in my path and in your path. I believe and declare you are going to see God's payback in an amazing way. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. I believe and declare that I am going to see God's payback in amazing ways. Amen, amen. Father God, I give you all the honor and the praise today. I choose to hold my peace and remain at rest. I choose to do the right thing even when the wrong thing is happening. I refuse to allow anything to steal my peace or joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I declare that you are giving me double for my trouble. Yes, you will. You will give me double for my trouble. Say that. You will give me double for my trouble. I thank you for fighting for me. Say, I thank you for fighting for me. Help me to always take the high road and walk in love and peace with others in Jesus' name. Help me to always take the high road and walk in love and peace with others in Jesus' name. That's it. That's it. We walk in love and peace. We don't retaliate because God is the one that will fight our battles. And we win. We win. We win. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that we are a supernatural people, born again by the supernatural birth, kept by the supernatural power, sustained on supernatural food, our daily bread, taught by a supernatural teacher, the Holy Spirit, from a supernatural book, the Bible. We are led by a supernatural captain, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in right paths to assure victories. Let me say that again. We are a supernatural people, born again by a supernatural birth, kept by a supernatural power, sustained on a supernatural food, taught by a supernatural teacher. From a supernatural book, our Bible, we are led by a supernatural captain, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in right paths to assure us victory. Victory, victory, victory. Amen. I release my faith for my healing with words. God created the world with words. We got saved by saying words. We can have what we say by words. There is power in our words. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak. Until we speak, we say what God's word says. Too many times we are speaking to our mountains, but letting our mountains speak to us. Let me read that again. I release my faith for my healing with words. God created the world with words. We got saved by saying words. And we can have what we say with words. Mark 11:23. There is power in our words. Amen. Romans 4:17. And Proverbs 18:21. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak. Amen. Until we say what God's word says. Too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains, but we are letting our mountains speak to us, and we say, no more, no more, no more, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I will give you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wondrous works you have done in my life. Psalms 9:1. I will give to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wondrous works you have done in my life. And you are doing wonderful works in my life. And that's why I tell people the wonders that you have done in my life, in my family, in our marriage, in my marriage. Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord's strength outweighs even in the darkest time. Amen. The Lord's strength outweighs even in the darkest times. Remember, we have an eternal perspective. We look up to heaven. We are kingdom-minded people. Amen? Having an eternal perspective is in many ways the key to living a true Christian following Christ. Amen? So fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Philippians 3:13. I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We all are going to heaven, y'all. We are going to heaven. And we thank you, Father, that we can have an eternal perspective, and we are kingdom-minded, Father. We have an intimate relationship, Father. We have an abundant life. We have a great life. And the abundant life, Father God, is the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. For Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give you life more abundantly. Over the top, overflowing, and the excessive life of God. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. You don't want us just to wait till we go to heaven to have that abundant life. You want us to have that life here on earth. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you that we have the abundant life, Father. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus for every hearer, every listener, every doer that is listening to this message this day, the daily bread. The blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around you, your home, your property, your vehicles, your comings, your goings, in the marketplace, the workplace. We're in the bubble from trouble, and we are in the canopy of protection. We have the umbrella of protection over us. We have the angels of the Lord encamped around us, always, always. Angels and angels around us. Who can be against us when they are around us? They will draw out their swords to slash the enemy. Angels and angels around us. And we want to say thank you so much, Father. Thank you for keeping our bodies healed. Thank you that we're healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Every vital organ functions perfectly and normally as you created it. And the life and the breath, Father, you have given us. You have given us your breath. And as we say, Yahweh, 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 the very breath and life of God is in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you. We thank you that you fill every home with your presence, with your anointing, Father, with your truth, Father God, that sets us free and keeps us free as they listen to daily bread. Again, Father, thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We want to thank everyone that sends their tithes and offerings. Thank you so much for believing in First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change your life. We will never be the same in Jesus' name. Our seed is known around the world. We're making an impact in different nations of the world. Our missionaries that we support are going and bringing forth the good works, the good word, the good news. They're having revival in different countries. People are being set free from demonic spirits. Eyes, blind eyes are open. Limbs are growing. The lame is walking. The mute is talking. The blind eyes are open. We are making an impact. And you have a heavenly account that every time you put seeds in the kingdom of God, advancing the kingdom, there's a heavenly account that you can withdraw. And you'll never lack for anything because you are a covenant child of God. You're a tither and you give offerings and you give because God always meets your needs and you always have more than enough to meet other people's needs. And you continue to plant seeds in your garden and you got the best. You got the best bumper harvest that you have ever seen in your life. It just keeps going and going and going because of your obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are, like Brother Andrew was saying, we're askers, we're seekers, we're knockers, and we're receivers. Ask, amen, ask, seek, and knock, and it shall be given unto you. And be receivers, because God wants you to receive the goodness of all he has for each one of us in our life to do his will. In Jesus' name, we love you. Thank you once again. Love you. Have a great evening. Brother Andrew will be with you tomorrow, Friday, and on Saturday. And Pastor Jesse will be with you on Sunday service morning. God bless you. Have a great evening. We love and miss all of you. And thank you. Thank you again. We never take it for granted. All the seeds that you plant, every seed, God sees the motives of your heart, and he increases every time you give. Amen, amen. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Good night.